Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to you. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out.
Good morning, Gwinnett, Barrow Hall, and North Fulton. How's everybody doing today on this beautiful Thursday, November 1st? It is, Halloween's over. It's done. That means all you see now is Christmas stuff coming out. Everywhere. I am happy to say that I have with us Mark from Tavern 53 on the show. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. Thank you, Tom.
Good. Good to see you, man. We were supposed to do this once before.
We were, and life happens, I think.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Especially in the restaurant business.
Amen to that. Yeah. No, I mean, I may not be a restaurant, but I get how that all works.
I can understand.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But you do what you got to do.
Yes.
You know? So you came over here all the way from?
Brazelton. Well, I should say Houston, but it's more known as Brazelton. You throw a rock and you miss the other one. It's one of those areas.
It kind of depends on which side of the street you stand on. Gotcha. Yeah.
Hatfield and McCoy sort of town up in North Georgia.
I hear you. And you brought some really, really great looking food.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, there's a cheesesteak sandwich sitting to my right that's staring at me going, okay, make Mark talk a lot and then you don't have, that way you can eat.
That is our best seller.
Yes. You will see pictures of this online, folks, so keep your eyes out for it. So, you know what? Let's talk about the food first.
Sure.
Okay. Let me backtrack. Let's talk. How long has Tavern 53 been around, and have you been the original owner?
I have been. Okay. Myself and my partner, Janet Simonton, there's three of us really involved. Chris Sanchez, Janet Simonton, she's the principal, and I'm the operating director of it. So we started a little over almost 2.5 years now.
Okay.
Walked into this, none of us had a day experience in the restaurant industry at all. Thought it was a good deal, and we learned the hard way. Mm. But it's a fun job. You know,
right.
It's now that we've kind of got our feet wet into it and see how this operation works, it's going a long ways. It's I think Houston's a little town, and it's tough.
It is.
But at the same point, I'm proud to say we are the longest standing restaurant that has been in that little city. And
that says something.
We're not going anywhere anytime soon, so knock on wood.
And that obviously means the food is good.
We try.
Okay. You got to. I mean, I know you've got a lot of things and events you do, but at the same time, it's Tavern 53, but you're a restaurant.
Right. Yes.
And so my question would be, whose idea was it to put together the menu? Or was that a collaboration?
It was a little bit of a collaboration. I spearheaded that. And it's taken 3 to 4 revisions. Like you said, we are more event-driven at this point than we are a restaurant-driven. We don't turn tables like normal restaurants do, which makes it a challenge. My normal crowd comes in for a show, a concert, or a comedy act, or a poker tournament, or something like that.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah, you'll go from where normal restaurants, you have sections and you have people coming in and sitting down and waitresses and waiters, they'll flip tables over. We go from about 6 or 7 customers to 150 in 10 minutes, and then it's a bombardment. So that's caused some challenges with the restaurant without compromising the integrity of the food.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've just never been one. I don't believe in fast food very much. I love to eat it, but I'm not going to serve it.
Right, right.
So we said when we did that we're doing this that we were going to have a scratch kitchen, and we've held true to that. We've perfected little techniques to make this faster and still keeps the quality and flavor of everything going out.
Now, I'm going to, real quick, I
going to ask this for partially me and maybe others. Scratch kitchen, meaning you guys make everything.
We make everything. With the exception of, I probably shouldn't say this, but with the exception of a couple things.
Every place has a couple things that they don't
our
make
our Southwest egg rolls, I can't make them as good as I can buy them.
Gotcha.
So that's okay. That's a pre-made product. But
plenty of other restaurants do the
yeah,
same things.
It's, with the exception of that, yes, everything okay. else in the kitchen is made by hand.
And that's important because, again, you know, a place like yours, like Tavern 53, might be looked at, okay, it's just a venue for events, right. and the food's going to be pretty much, you know, microwave type, then throw it out. But so we want to make sure people know you guys make it from scratch.
We do.
Okay. I mean, there's care and put into the quality of the food.
Yes.
Which, by the way, folks, if you don't want to be there for any kind of a show, but you want the food, you can have it delivered by your friends at Choice to You.
Great service, by the way.
Thank
that
you.
Is, I can't tell you. I've used it several times myself just because I hate going anywhere. I'm sick of pizza. So,
and I didn't have to pay him for that endorsement, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's, I mean, again, so you've got, all right, again, we have this. What did you call this cheesesteak?
That is the Georgia cheesesteak.
Okay, and that actually is like on Texas toast.
Texas toast, yes.
Okay.
I believe in butter. You know, my family's from Georgia and Alabama, so
say, we're in the South.
My grandmother cooked with lard for 85 years, so
wow.
healthy. We'll call it relevant. She lived that long, so
it's
I'm good.
Nourishing,
with it. Nourishing, filling.
Filling.
I think a full belly is the healthiest thing you can have.
There you go.
But we cook with real butter
okay.
off of that. Texas toast, a little bit thicker, gives it more of a Georgia Southern feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's shaved sirloin. It's a mixture of shaved sirloin and ribeye, you know, that we use out of it.
Okay.
Bell pepper, fresh mushrooms, red onion.
Keep talking. I'm going to bite into it.
Please let me know. It's got a little mozzarella blended into it to
oh my God.
To hold everything together and top with Swiss.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's good.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Hopefully it wasn't too cold. You know, it's
no. Trust me. No. And that it's fine. And the beautiful thing is, some stuff that's really good from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
even if it's a little cold, it's still good.
I'm the same way.
Now you also had some other items that are over there that the guys are picking at now. What else did you have? Give us some stuff. I mean, I know this is one of your best.
Right.
But you got a lot of the good things.
I brought in some of our more popular items. Yeah. Fried pickles. You know, that's a Georgia staple or a mm-hmm. Southern staple. Fried green tomatoes. We sell a lot of both of those, especially as appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in just traditional jumbo chicken wings. I know everyone does that.
Right,
I put our special sauce on it. It's a kind of a tangy barbecue with a little bit of heat to it. One of my favorite ones, quite honestly. And
seems to be one of Trey's also.
Yeah.
He's over there.
I think I brought in our buffalo chicken tots. And it sounds, this is more of a bar food kind of appetizer.
Okay.
Tater tots, topped with grilled chicken, coated with some cooked in buffalo sauce and a little mozzarella to blend it together, and then hit with buttermilk ranch on top. And it just gives a good blend.
Wow.
It'll fill you up, not too heavy, and it's got a good taste to it.
I mean, there you go. And that's just a few of the items that yes. they have over there. And I mean, yeah, like I said, I took one bite. I'm going to stay savor, otherwise I'll be whole time. Okay, so guys, the food, Tavern 53, don't think it's just there for the venue. You got to go there for the food, too. Go there for lunch, okay? They're open for lunch. You go there for yes. dinner. You know, definitely a place to go. And it is I've been there. It's family
it's
atmosphere.
It's a family,
yeah.
yes. I mean, we have probably, it may have been a mistake, maybe not, calling it Tavern. People associate mm-hmm. that with a bar or
right.
just late night venue, but we started this as a full Southern scratch kitchen.
Gotcha.
And the entertainment side, it's just morphed into that more because that's what the town is wanting.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that we are by far a restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
It's and I'm proud of that. It's never really wanted to do a bar food situation at all.
No, and it's kind of tough to go from being a place that has, you know, entertainment, so
yes.
you know, and then try to also say, oh yeah, but, hey, come on, the food. So you started out, but then it morphed
is
what it did. And on that note, I mean, you got stuff going on all the time. I mean, you're posting it on Facebook. I'm sharing it.
And I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I mean, you got some events coming up. Matter of fact, you got something coming up this weekend.
Friday and Saturday we try to have as our bigger our bread and butter events.
Okay.
This one's a little bit slower than what our typical ones are. Mm-hmm. We do a lot with Atlanta Poker Club. You know, it's Texas Hold'em tournament style cards.
Okay.
They are starting their season with us, and we're having a big free roll poker game. It's free to play. You know, you can win some money by coming in there, win some gift cards, things like that, and have fun and eat some good food at the same time.
That's a win-win right there.
Yeah, you know, it's – and then Saturday, one of my favorite new artists that we've discovered, his name's Max Woolery out of Athens, Georgia. And this guy, he's going places.
Is he in relation to Fred?
You know, I haven't asked him that, but I will this Saturday. Max has a he's just a young country singer. I think he's 22, 23. He's been playing the Athens scene a lot. He's moving around. A friend of mine who owns a record label down in Buckhead, she came and listened to him.
Wow.
Actually brought another guy from Sony Records, and they immediately were jumping all over him. So I think – remember that name, people. Max is going places, and if you want to see him before he gets big –
come,
you
know, yeah.
They'll be playing 9 o'clock Saturday.
9 o'clock Saturday. Wow, that's something. That is pretty cool. Yeah, and then you could say, I knew him when.
Exactly.
You have other things coming up, but you do some, again, you know,
it's
you've
all
got,
over the place.
Yeah, yeah, but you've got shows, and if I'm not mistaken, don't you have some tribute bands coming or something?
We do. We just built a, excuse me. We just built a stage that's about 16 by 10, a huge stage, especially for our size. Decided that if we're going to do something, go all out and do it right. You know. And so the feel of this is more kind of like a Bluebird in Nashville sort of place. It's an intimate setting. It's a full venue, but it's not huge like you would go to, I don't know, something like Chastain or something like that.
Right, right.
And so we have been courting larger acts. I've got a couple.
You got a couple coming up, yeah.
Yeah, tribute and bands, people love those.
Yeah, they do. Who you got? And I read it up, but I want you to.
Running with the Devil is our next one. We just had Mock of Ages, the Def Leppard tribute, which was an excellent show. One of my favorite ones.
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil, Van Halen.
Van Halen. I was going to say, guys, you don't.
I'm very fortunate. I just signed probably my favorite tribute band. I heard these guys out of 37 Maine some years ago. And Slippery When Wet, the Bon Jovi tribute band.
Okay.
They're coming up December 21st for our Christmas party. And
very cool.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
We try to throw a kind of a – we're mostly family-oriented all the time. That's more one for the adults.
Oh, yeah. We like to have our own little time.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Great having the kids, but when we I always say my kids are the reason why I drink, but that's, you know, that's
one story. We have named this, and this will be our third one, our Dirty Santa Naughty Elf Party. And lighting was Slippery When Wet. And it's always a good time. People dress up. It's like a
that sounds
Halloween in December sort of deal.
Sweet.
And we also have another local guy who's he's getting quite popular. Daniel Lee is playing the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Wednesday. Daniel packs our place out. He's I believe he's about to sign a record deal. He's well known in the North Georgia area. And he's kind of adopted us as his little hometown bar now. So, good guy. Great, great music. If you haven't heard Daniel, please check him out because that's one of my favorite acts as well.
Man, you guys got some stuff coming up.
It's getting there. I mean, we've got a few other things I'm negotiating right now. I can't really say until the contract's signed.
No, but I think people need to just follow you on Facebook, and they will know when this stuff happens.
I'll just say our tickets are cheaper than the Omnis. That's all I'm going to say. Leave it at that. But some real well-known, I guess it's safe to say Grammy Award-winning country artists that want to play a little small venue like us.
Sweet.
They just miss their roots. And you know, we've got people like Brantley Gilbert that live 10 minutes from us. There's so many people in that area that have become famous. So one day I'm trying to get Brantley to come in, but you know how that is. That's tough. His brother comes in all the time. But,
oh, that's cool. But hey, you got the connections. You got, I mean, you know, it's very, gosh, you got the food.
Yes.
Which, again, I've had, and I will have some more of when we're done. And the entertainment, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's crazy.
Ain't no food left.
Ain't no food left. What? Thank goodness I got my sandwich over here.
That just guarantees a repeat performance for me here.
There so, you go. I mean, yeah, I'm happy with that. Most definitely. Folks, I want to again remind you that Shut Up and Eat is brought to you by Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service. We cover all of Gwinnett County. We are in parts of Barrow, parts of Hall, eventually to work our way further into there. Also in North Fulton. You need good service when it comes to having food delivered. You need Choices to You. Again, I'm here with Mark from Tavern 53. We are talking about some seriously crazy events coming up that are already signed that will also be signed. The open mic. I noticed you have an open mic night.
We do. Daniel, who I was telling you about, Daniel Lee.
Mm-hmm.
That's become something we're getting known more for music than anything else.
Okay.
So people love karaoke, people love trivia, they love all kinds of things. But I thought it would be really good to... The great part about Jackson County, you can't find a household that doesn't have either a singer or a guitar player or someone who plays or does something musically. And this gives them an outlet. You know, some of these people are great and have so much talent, but they have stage fright or they've never sang or, mm-hmm. you know, or anything like that. This gives them a chance to get up on stage and sing. Usually we have, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 artists that come up and play. And
what night's this again?
Usually it's Thursday. It's going to be every other Thursday, the first and third Thursday of the
first
month.
First and third Thursday of the month. So if you are a singer or wannabe,
please come see us.
Yeah.
We're launching this. Oh, I'm sorry. We're launching this to we're setting up for kind of an American Idol sort of contest.
Oh, cool.
And so we can showcase talent. Like I said, Max, that's mm-hmm. how we discovered him. There's another guy, Andrew Janakis.
Can you get Simon come in and be one of the judges? That'd be
well, you know, I've got some pretty good ones. One of the guys who's actually talking about judging for us, world guitar champion. My mind just went blank. But, you know, we have some really good people that are coming in.
That's right. It's a mystery now. So now they want to come in just to see who this guy is.
When we first did this, the second open mic that we held, Andrew Janakis and Max were both there. Andrew is now, I can say this now because he's already there, but he's on The Voice recording for next season. Made all the preliminaries, so good friend of ours, and you'll be seeing him on television next series. They expect him to go a long ways. And that just, nothing toward us. I mean, that is just kind of showcasing the talent in Jackson County.
No,
there's some beautiful. Great, great singers and musicians up there.
But at the same time, I'm sure you get a couple that are just...
You know, we clap. That's when the food tastes that much better.
And the beer and the drinks.
And the beer and the alcohol, yes. You know, God bless them.
Well, that's usually what makes them feel so good. Yeah, it's no different than karaoke. You get some people that are like, honestly, me and karaoke, I can't even go to something.
I can't.
It's just like, come on, please.
I never liked it before we did this, but it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. It really is. Sometimes these people get up there and... Some of the best times we've had have been when people have just bombed, you know, and they ride with it.
They
and
go,
you just
having
keep
fun.
Going.
You got to, exactly. You know what? And I say this to every, you know what? It doesn't matter if you like it and you want to do it, do it. I mean, so if you're not that good at it, you know, think about it. You're in a bar, everybody's drinking, so you actually do sound a little bit better at some
point. And you only live once. Have fun. Exactly. That's what it's all about anyway.
That's exactly what it is. And as Mark said, I mean, they're going to, you know, they're still going to cheer you on. Okay.
Exactly.
So, yes. And he does his liquor sales do go up at that point. So he actually enjoys that. You guys
we
coming.
Love all types of talent, you know, one way or the other, it helps us out.
There you go. There you go. I mean, it's worth seeing. Okay. I want to come back to you guys started this. There's three of you that started it out.
There are. Yes.
What was your background?
I was a creative director, okay. Worked in the ad industry, web development, designed a lot of websites, you know, for a lot of different companies over the years. Before doing this immediately, I was working for a company called SolarX, I'll give them a little plug because they're a great sunscreen company. I was a creative director for them. There was a pharmaceutical and minor pharmaceutical and cosmetic company, and traveled all around doing trade shows and making really good products and... You know, just enjoying that side of things.
Mm.
The company moved, and I did not want to move with them. I have a daughter in college, and you know, Janet, my partner, and this has two girls in school, and she was a teacher at Jefferson.
Okay.
Before that, she was an event coordinator, and so we decided we were just going to start a marketing company and go that route, and did for a while. Went into small companies that you know may not have the capital and fundings, and you know, traded off work for equity stakes or whatever to kind of help them get where they needed to be.
Right.
With the long-term goal of setting up a nonprofit and doing events and charity things for our better clients. And strangely enough, a friend of mine came to me who I like to play poker. I'm a card player. It's he came
okay,
to me and wanted
to. We need to make a trip to Cherokee together because I like to play cards.
Yes,
too.
Cherokee knows me well.
They,
up there.
Yeah,
they
Harris do. Knows me really
Harris,
good.
Yeah. A little better than I would like at times, but they send me a Christmas card at this point, I think. Paid for out of my funds mostly.
Yeah, well, I always say that, you know, the expansion that they do, I funded.
Yes,
that.
Exactly. but
I was supposed to go ahead.
a friend of mine, he came to me, and, you know, casino nights and things like that are really good charity events. You can raise a lot of money for things. I'm very big in cancer-related causes. Melanoma, obviously, a big one for me.
See, I knew there was something about you I really, really like. We'll get to that part in a minute.
It's melanoma and leukemia are my two, you know, just signature cause things that we went to. So we were going to set up and do casino things. You have to build equipment and do all kinds of things like that. Well, my buddy came to me and said, why don't we start one of these little free poker leagues? You know, it's great advertisement. You know, you can play in bars and restaurants and things like that around the city. And I played in a few of them before. And I had to build equipment anyway, so I thought, you know, why not? At least this pays for my equipment, and we see what'll happen. And we started playing at a place called Taps, not too far from us. They offered me that at a steal, and it fell through right at the last second. But it was just too good of an offer to walk away from. And so did my research, and we decided, you know, this might be a fun thing to do, get into the restaurant business. We were originally going to buy that, gut it, turn it into like a music venue. Like I said, that fell through at the last second, and we already had all of our fundings and everything set up, so we went to this location, which was, you know, a few miles down the street. It wasn't laid out the same way, so rather than go full entertainment, we decided there's nothing better than good country cooked food. And so we decided to do a full-out Southern restaurant. And strangely enough, over the past 2.5 years, that idea has morphed back into the music and entertainment side. But we still have our roots there. It's like people say it all the time. The heart of any restaurant, venue, anything like that is the kitchen. If you don't have good food, people aren't going to come.
Oh, no, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's good drinks, good food. That makes people want to come see your entertainment with all the grossly great competition out there,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have something to put you over the top.
Right.
And that's what we try to do as our staple.
Well, that's awesome. Now, I'm going to come back to what you said about the causes.
Yes.
And I actually got to look for Mike as soon as you said that, because that's where my heart is at, especially with childhood cancer.
Yes.
I did not lose my razor.
I found mine this morning. Did you? I was about like that too.
Well, I'm Santa for cancer kids. Actually, December 15th, right here at the beautiful Sonesta Hotel, they will have breakfast with Santa.
Oh, great.
With the Amanda Riley Foundation. I've had the honor of being Santa for that event for the past 4 years now.
Wow.
That we have got to come up with something, and you know, if we can do something, if I can, you know,
absolutely.
Without trying to get emotional, and God knows I can get that way, I have made it very clear. Oh, guys, the tissue box is coming. I've made it clear that I would give my own life to see an end to cancer altogether.
I agree.
And so to hear that you're doing events like that, we've got to talk more about that.
We will.
I want to promote the heck out of that. And, you know, yes, I'm, like I said, I do Santa. I also an Easter Bunny. So, and if I can do anything that, you know, you won't see me in a mall doing, I do this, I go to stuff like that, that helps, you know, to put a smile on kids' faces.
Right.
We'll be talking about that on another show, actually with Mike and I, but that is, you know, that's something. Now, I'm going to ask you this at the risk of, was there a reason? If I may ask?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no.
Okay.
A lot of people in my family have perished from cancer.
Okay.
My mother had leukemia.
I'm sorry.
Died when I was 18. It's, you know, I miss her every day, but at the same time, she lived a great life, and I saw a true fighter there. You know, she broke every record there was for the longevity of leukemia at that time.
Wow.
And, you know, I guess working in the sunscreen industry so much, I stumbled into that job. But I believe in – I don't just like working for a paycheck. I've never been that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably why I'm always broke. But at the same time, I believe in doing things you believe in. I stayed with that company so long because I supported what they did. And, you know, we made a product there called Radex that was – it wasn't our best-selling product by far, but it was made specifically for people undergoing cancer treatment, radiation cancer treatments. And the phone calls I used to get from people just thanking me for the product.
Wow. It,
you know, that sets you apart. And if you can do something to help people in any way, especially the owner of that company, his daughter had a tumor. And after getting really close to him, a tumor in the brain with it. And she survived. I think they're affiliated with the same...
Mandarelli Foundation?
Yes, I believe so.
It's possible.
But, you know, after getting behind that and seeing how communities will come together to help people in need, you know...
There's a lot of good out there.
There is.
Contrary, there is a lot of good out there, and especially that.
And I'll tell you what I found. It's such a stigma. But, you know, us being in North Georgia, you know, you have, for lack of a better term, a lot of rednecks up there, which, God bless them, I love them.
Yeah.
Great people. You have a lot of bikers. And I can't tell you how many bikers and groups and MCs and things like that rally together and do these huge charity events. That's what we're going toward next season.
That's a stereotype that needs to be broken big time. Because, I mean, I know there's even a group that I meet at Flowery Branch that does, they're there, it's Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Yes.
And
I know some of those guys.
Do you?
Yeah,
I mean, my tent was almost right next to him. And I got to meet him the past 2 years, and I'll make a donation. And I mean, you know, but actually, I got to reach out to them because I would even love to have them on the show. But that's it. The bikers and what they do. So it's really cool.
It's that's the great part about being out of the city. And I do miss working down in Atlanta in the corporate world. But when you can get into a little small town and you see how a community comes together, especially to help one of its own or to help a good cause that they believe in. You're doing something good. It's not about money at that point. It's about helping people have a better life.
And, I mean, you know, like you said, you know, the rednecks, the bikers and all that, cancer, it does not...
It doesn't discriminate.
It doesn't discriminate at all. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows that, and everybody's got to come together. And I think that's a great thing. So, like I said, you and I will definitely be talking about this more and trying to see if we can, you know, come up with some stuff.
I would love that.
But, you will be back on the show again, even if we got to reschedule once or twice. Sorry, I had to throw that in.
I deserve that one.
But, you know, this has been great. This has been great. This is, I let the tissues were here, but I made it. I made it. I made it without, you know, getting emotional, though. It was coming close.
Grown men are allowed to cry.
Thank you.
It just shows we have a little bit of heart.
Trust me, these guys know. I've done it several times, and I've done it right here at this table. Well, hey, this has been awesome. Again, we will get together. Remember, guys, real quick, what's the website?
See us on Facebook. That's the best way to go. Our website's under development at www.tavern53.com. But if you want to see all of our events and specials and anything going on, pictures of our food, et cetera, it's just facebook.com/Tavern53 or just type in Tavern53 in the search bar.
Exactly. And that's how I found you when we signed up. You have Twitter?
Twitter I don't have.
No.
I probably will in the next couple of weeks. We're revamping everything right now, so our social media.
Okay, all right, we'll keep up with that. All right. Well, again, man, it's been a pleasure. This has been awesome.
I appreciate it.
That sandwich is still staring at me, so at this point, it is time to shut up and eat.
Thank you.